So let us close our eyes, center ourselves. Let us turn inward and meet each other within the great room of the ashram. As we enter in, we see all of our group members entering in, joining with us. We greet each other. We greet the inner esoteric group, the inner esoteric animal kingdom, our teachers, the hierarchy, DK, Mary, the Christ. So we greet everyone. We take our places at the center. We dedicate our meditation to the healing of everyone in the healing dimension. We place Alexis, Cyrus, Matthew at the heart of our meditation, at the heart of the healing dimension. Let us connect as a group, heart to heart, mind to mind, soul to soul, creating the group soul star. We offer our personality to the soul, stepping into the six-pointed star. Let us say, I am the soul. I am light divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed design. I am the soul. We send a line of light to the monad, touching in with the spiritual triad. We step into the monadic triangle, offering our little will to the divine will. And we say, the monad, the will of God, also am I. The monad, the will of God, also am I. The monad, the will of God, also am I. We place these symbols upon the earth and in the hearts and minds of all of humanity. We see humanity absorbing these symbols. We see humanity, every person individually, as a whole, collectively, all the nations, the governments, the groups, we see them all offering the personality to the soul and the little will to the divine will. Let us look up through our crystal ceiling. We see the three divine aspects of God pouring into our group. As they pour into our group, we greet them and make contact with them. From the Big Dipper, Ray One, the will of God, the will to good. From Sirius, Ray Two, the love wisdom of God. And Pleiades, Ray Three, divine intelligence and divine activity of God. We gather these three divine aspects into the heart of our group. Let us greet and make contact with Virgo. When we do the full moon, we'll do the seed thought for Virgo. We see rays 2 and 6 pouring through Virgo. Let us stand and make contact with Virgo, receiving the energies available to us this month through Virgo. Let us step down into Shambhala. We stand within the great council chamber of Shambhala. We greet the Lord of the world. As we stand here and greet the Lord of the world and stand within Shambhala, we relate to Shambhala. We offer our group in service to carrying out the plan and purpose of God on earth. In return, we receive the gifts of Shambhala: will, willingness, purpose, direction. We gather these gifts into the chalice of our group. And let us step down into our ashram at the heart of hierarchy. Let us, at the heart of our ashram, step into the great arc of the healing dimension. We see at the heart of the healing dimension the Christ as the great sun of healing rays of light, pouring the healing, loving energy into everyone we pray for. We place at the center Alexis, Cyrus, Matthew, and everyone who we pray for, Risa, Laura, Sarah, all of our group members, our families, our loved ones, all those we know of in need of healing. We gather everyone into the heart of the healing dimension now. We see our group at the center, and we feel a great love building within our group. As we focus at the group soul, we say, with purity of motive, inspired by a loving heart, we offer ourselves for this work of healing. This offer we make as a group to the ones we seek to heal. We feel a deep love pouring into us, the love of God and the source of all healing. We gather this love and we focus at the Ajna Center. We are points of radiant light. We project this light from the Ajna through our two hands to the heart center of the group. It meets and blends with the healing rays of the Christ and pours upon and is received by everyone we pray for. As we do this, let us say, may the love of the one soul focused in this group radiate upon you, our brothers and sisters, permeating every part of your body, healing, soothing, strengthening, and dissipating all that hinders service and good health. As we do this, we sense Cyrus, Alexis, Matthew, and everyone who we pray for receiving the healing energies, truly believing in the results, and let us hold this deep and concentrated and radiating love for a moment, and let us do that now. We see the healing energies being received by everyone, knowing where to go and how to heal for their perfect needs. Returning them to their good health, full and complete recovery and healing for Alexis, Cyrus, Matthew. And let us place them in the heart of Master CVV and Master CVV in their hearts and in the hearts of everyone in the healing dimension. And let us say, Master, please let Cyrus, Alexis, Matthew, and everyone who we pray for receive the influx of thy prana into their systems so that they may transcend disease, illness, decay, fear, and death, realize the highest truth, the pure love and the bliss of existence, and serve humanity according to thy plan. Namaskarams, Master CVV. And as we're aligned with the soul, allowing the light of wisdom to pour down into our bodies, into Alexis, Cyrus, Matthew's bodies, and everyone who we pray for, we say, let us form the circle of planetary healers. Let the chief life descend and penetrate. Let Mary life preside over all functions. Let healing happen at all levels. Let mineral, plant, animal, and human be healed and harmonized. May the angels cooperate and fulfill the plan of healers upon earth. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And let us say an Om for our healing dimension today. See the healing, our Om and the healing dimension being revitalizing the healing energies, pouring into the etheric body, bringing life force and healing to Cyrus, Alexis, Matthew. And let us say our Om.
Thank you, Mercy. So I'm going to read the labor of Hercules, labor 6, seizing the girdle of Hippolyte. And it, their girdle is more like a belt, a golden belt. So Hippolyte is the queen of the Amazons. And the Amazons are a great race of women warriors to whom Venus, the queen of love, has given a belt, the symbol of unity, motherhood, and the sacred child. And this belt or this girdle was given because it was achieved through struggle. Traveling to the shores of the kingdom of Hippolyte, Hercules begins to battle with Hippolyte, and he kills her for the belt. And too late, he realizes that Hippolyte had not put up any struggle, but offered the belt to Hercules freely, under the instructions from God. In a state of shock, Hercules sets forth to redeem this failure. And while journeying back to the shores of the sea, he hears the screams of a beautiful Hesione. She's being attacked and swallowed by a sea monster. And Hercules swims furiously out to the sea to rescue her. And as the monster turns on him, opens its mouth to roar, Hercules rushes down the red tunnel of its throat, grasps Hesione, and makes his way out of the serpent's belly and mouth into the waters. Thus, after slaughtering the feminine principle that gave Hercules what he needed, Hercules makes amends by rescuing that which also needed him. From some aspects, Virgo is said to be the oldest of the zodiacal signs and represents the mother, portrayed down the ages by figures such as Isis, well, as Eve, and then Isis, and then the Virgin Mary. It is only Mary who carries the portrayal of the sun, the quality of the sign, the furthest. Eve is mental on the mental plane. Isis is on the emotional plane, and the Virgin Mary is on the physical plane. Thus, it is the precipitation of the feminine aspect. And it's only Mary who bears the sacred child in her arms. It is in Virgo that the Christ consciousness, or the soul, is conceived and gestated and nurtured in the womb of time. Virgo concerns the entire goal of the evolutionary process and form shields and nurtures and finally reveals the hidden spiritual reality. Form and matter is sometimes called a crystal. It is the crystal of divinity. The form and matter is the crystal of divinity. And it says that the crystal of divinity, the will, the love, the intelligence, the wisdom, it has to precipitate down into something. And so therefore, it precipitates down into form and matter. And that is how the will, the love, the intelligence, the wisdom, how it can seek entry into the world. It precipitates down through form and matter and seeks entry into the world. Thus we understand the concept of Virgo pregnant with the Holy Child. Virgo is also known as the goddess of virtue and of vice. And in this labor, both of these qualities are evoked in Hercules' nature. At first, in the first labor, he fares badly, for despite containing his objective, which is the belt of unity, he had a lack of love and understanding, and that led him to fight and kill Hippolyte. His mishandling of this feminine principle is ultimately redeemed by his deed of love in saving Hesione. Those who first put their foot on the spiritual path, they yearn to be free, and they yearn to free themselves from that which has ruled and enslaved their spiritual nature for so long. And they often consider the body and physical matter the root of evil, but this is not so. However, for the purpose of human incarnation, we are to redeem matter. We are to live within matter, to love it, to sanctify it, and to raise it to heaven. We do this with the soul. In the legend, the Amazons' worship of the moon, the form nature, and of Mars, the god of war. This showed a previous level of development, and it shows a lack of awareness of their own true functions. The disciple in Virgo demonstrates an understanding of the feminine principle of nature. And this is symbolized by Mary and she's pictured with the moon form under her feet, and she's pictured holding the Prince of Peace in her arms. And the word said, let matter reign, which is the personality keynote. And the soul's words are, I am the mother, I am the child, I God, I matter am. And so form contains everything. It contains spirit, it contains the soul, and it contains also the personality and divinity. I am the mother, I am the child, I God, I matter am. And so let us stand together, everyone, under the light of Virgo, rays 2 and 6. We know that at the time of the full moon, it's a time when spiritual energies are uniquely available, and we can facilitate a closer rapport between humanity and the hierarchy. In each month, the inflowing energies carry specific qualities and rays that influence that particular month. And these energies play sequentially upon humanity. These energies establish divine attributes in the consciousness of humanity. As aspirants and disciples, we seek to channel, gather, distribute this sacred inflow into the minds and hearts of men. And thus, as we do this work together, we strengthen the link between humanity and the kingdom of God. Entrance upon the path of approach is possible for those groups and for humanity as a whole during this full moon time. Energies not usually or normally contacted are touched and grasped and utilized at the time of these full moon times, days. These are the time of approach. We must stand together as a group in group formation, and thus we are able to enrich and vitalize humanity. And he who faces the light and stands within its radiance is blinded to the issues of the world of men, and he passes on the lighted way to the great center of absorption. But then there are those who feel the urge to pass this way and loves his brothers on the darkened path, revolves upon the pedestal of light, and turns the other way. And he faces the dark. And then the seven points of light within transmit the outward streaming light. And behold, the face of those upon the darkened way receives that light. And for them, the way is not so dark. And behind the warriors, twixt the light and dark, blazes the light of hierarchy. And we stand facing the dark and those seven points of light within our brain, our mind, our heart. They radiate out to humanity, and so the way is not so dark for humanity. We affirm the fact of group fusion and integration within the heart center of the new group of world servers. We mediate between hierarchy and humanity. And we say together, we are one with our group brothers and sisters, and all that we have is theirs. May the love which is in our soul pour forth to them. May the strength which is in us lift and aid them. May the thoughts which our soul creates reach and encourage them. And as we stand together in group formation within our ashram, we project a line of lighted energy towards the spiritual hierarchy. This is the planetary heart center and the great ashram of Sanat Kumara. And we project that line of light towards the Christ at the heart of hierarchy, the world teacher. His name is Maitreya. And we extend a line of light towards Sanat Kumara in Shambhala, the center where the will of God is known. And as we stand together within all these centers, we hold our contemplative mind open to extra planetary energies. They stream into Shambhala and radiate through hierarchy. We use our creative imagination. We see the three planetary centers of Shambhala, hierarchy, and humanity coming into alignment and interplay. and we stand under the light of Virgo. Virgo is the blended dual light. We see two lights. Two lights are seen. One is bright and strong, the light of form, and the other is faint and dim. This is the light of the soul, the light of the holy child, hidden within form and matter. Virgo's light is distinguished by a waxing of one light and a waning of the other light. Service and activity, the activity of the soul, dominate the life of a Virgo on the cardinal cross. The necessary experiences of the three worlds of the personality have been accomplished, and a perfect blending and synthesis has taken place between the soul and the personality. Virgo can take from all experiences and then give them out to a world in need, offering nourishment and care. It is here that the second and sixth rays of love, wisdom, and devotion come into play. They are very strong in Virgo. Life is led as an act of love. Life is led as an act of love. Devotion to the universality of humanity is at the core of Virgo's being. And that core is now enlivened and enlightened by the radiance of the soul. Virgo is the sign of the six-pointed star of the soul-infused personality. It is through the loving and magnetic force field of the inner soul, the Holy Child, or the Christ presence, that the law of attraction operates, and the three vehicles of the personality fuse and blend, and they align themselves with the corresponding three vehicles of the soul. And thus the cardinal cross is formed. Virgo has accomplished this process within herself and furthers it in the world around her through her focus on healing, on love, and world service. And again, I am the mother. I am the child. I, God, I, matter, am. And through the light of the soul, service comes forth, and Virgo offers herself to humanity. And when this is done by each one of us, this awareness, all forms around us are quickened and filled with light. I am the mother, I am the child, I, God, I, matter, am. Let us see each one of us filled with the light of the soul and dedicate ourselves in service at this full moon meditation. And now let us use our creative imagination once again and visualize the energies of light, of love, and the will to good. We gather them within our group and we distribute them, pouring them out through the planet. We see that they become anchored on the earth in prepared physical plane centers through which the plan can manifest. It is a sixfold progression of divine love, a sequence of energy precipitation. Let us see this moving from rays 2 and 6 in the Big Dipper, down into Virgo, down into the heart of the sun. Let us see it also moving down into Mercury, then the moon veiling Vulcan, and then Jupiter, and then down through Shambhala, and then down through the hierarchy and the new group of world servers, and then into the men and women of goodwill everywhere in the world, and then into physical centers of distribution. This is our work to do, the precipitation of these energies. We stand within the great ashram, and together we say this affirmation In the center of all love, we stand. From that center, we, the soul, will outward move. And from that center, we, the ones who serve, will work. May the love of the divine self be shed abroad in our heart and through our group and throughout the world. And we visualize a downpouring of spiritual inflow. We see that it is released from Virgo and from Shambhala, from the heart of the sun into the hierarchy. It streams through our group and the new group of world servers and into humanity. We see these inpouring energies establishing the pathway of light for the coming world teacher. And as we stand with the moon veiling Vulcan, the soul ruler of Virgo, we read about service today, chapter 49. And the teachers say, recollect Shambhala disciples and bow down to the Lord Sanat Kumara and tread the path of Lord Maitreya, the world teacher. The consciousness of Shambhala aids in consolidating and strengthening the groups and group consciousness. Recollection of Shambhala and the Lord Sanat Kumara helps the groups to achieve inner strength and vitality. A group is a gathering of beings who have come together to accomplish works of goodwill. In a group, all members shall be committed to serving, and they care for the welfare of each other and of others. They care for the welfare of each other and of others in preference to their own personal welfare. Such ones in a group will be the members of goodwill groups, and they are useful and of service, and they offer the welfare of others in preference to personal welfare. They function definitely in service to the surrounding life. When members of such groups are dependent on others for their needs and one group resources, when members of such group are dependent on others for their needs and use group resources for personal benefit while invoking Shambhala, conflict can come into the group. The 20th century saw several thousands of people emotionally gather in groups in pursuit of truth. They were inspired by the teachings coming from the hierarchy, but without working out the teachings and putting the wisdom received to practice, the groups remained devoid of understanding and ability or being qualified for the work of service. Engaging in objectives of world service without equipping oneself with prerequisites and the needed consecration results in enormous conflict within the groups and among individuals. Economic independence, contentment in objective life, inclination to follow a dharmic way of life, the law, and consideration to a life of service are the essential qualities for a member of any goodwill group. When members who do not fulfill these prerequisites are admitted into groups, they present impediments and conflict in accomplishing the objectives of service. Shambhala ever stands as a protective shield and a source of indomitable strength to all the selfless goodwill groups around the world. Recollect Shambhala, disciples, bow down to the Lord Sanat Kumara, and tread the path of Lord Maitreya, the world teacher. I'm going to turn this over to you now, Mercy, so you can say the great invocation.
Let us prepare to say the great invocation. We say it as a group with the hierarchy and the Christ and all the new group of world servers. Our prayers go out the pathways of light through the triangles of light and goodwill into the hearts and minds of all of humanity. Let's make contact with the great devas at the centers of the planet, creating the five-pointed star with New York, London, Geneva, Darjeeling, Tokyo, and back to New York. And let us say the great invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center, where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. And from the avatar of synthesis, who is around, let his energy pour down in all kingdoms. May he lift up the earth to the kings of beauty. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. And so it is. And so let it be, and help us to know and do our part. Let reality govern our every thought, and truth be the master of our lives. Let us stand with the sun, making contact with all three levels of the sun, the physical sun, the heart of the sun, the central spiritual sun. As we say the Gayatri, we also place Alexis, Cyrus, Matthew, and everyone who we pray for in the healing rays of the sun, the powerhouse of healing. And let us say, O thou who give us sustenance to the universe, from whom all things proceed, to whom all things return, unveil to us the face of the true spiritual sun, hidden by a disk of golden light, that we may know the truth and do our whole duty as we journey to thy sacred feet. And let us end with our Kali Yuga prayer, holding our lanterns high in the Kali Yuga darkness, lighting the way so the way is not so dark for others. And let us say, lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, from chaos to beauty, from fear to freedom. We've come to the end of our meditation. Let us say our three ohms to integrate and synthesize all of our prayers and intentions. Our ohms go out on the pathways of light. They circle the planet, bringing light, love, and healing to all places and all people. We see them being absorbed by everyone in our healing dimension, by Risa, Alexis, Cyrus, Matthew, absorbing them, healing on all levels. Let us say our three ohms. As we come to the end of our meditation, we enter back into our three-dimensional worlds and our daily lives. We remain connected on inner planes with each other and with the ashram. This connection aids and assists us in all we do throughout the day.